让我们热烈欢迎中华人民共和国主席习近平和外方领导人入场。 Please welcome His Excellency 习近平 President of the People's Republic of China and other distinguished leaders。 有请中共中央政治局委员、上海市委书记陈吉宁主持开幕式。Please welcome His Excellency 陈吉宁, Member of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee and Secretary of the CPC Shanghai Municipal Committee to host the opening ceremony. Please put on your earpieces for a simultaneous interpretation.
尊敬的习近平主席
Your Excellency President 习近平
尊敬的各国领导人
Your Excellencies, leaders of
各位国际组织负责人尊敬的各位嘉宾女士们
Distinguished
先生们
Ladies and gentlemen, friends Good morning Welcome to the beautiful Grand Halls by the Huangpu River for the World AI Conference and High-Level Meeting on Global AI Governance Important representatives of dozens of countries and regions will focus on the central theme of AI partnership for a brighter future to engage in dialogue, share ideas, and exchange views. President Xi Jinping will deliver a keynote address. This demonstrates the greater importance attached by the Chinese government to the global AI cooperation and our strong resolve to develop AI for good and for all. Now please welcome the keynote address by President Xi Jinping. Distinguished colleagues and guests, ladies and gentlemen, friends. 70 years ago, a group of young scholars proposed the concept of artificial intelligence for the first time at the Dartmouth Workshop in New Hampshire of the United States. In the subsequent 70 years, AI scientists and researchers from around the world ventured into this unknown territory, forged ahead through twists and turns, and made breakthroughs with persistent hard work. 7 decades later today, amid the new wave of AI development, we are gathering by the Huangpu River to discuss how to promote AI globally for the positive, for good, and for humanity. All this makes our meeting highly important. On behalf of the Chinese government and people, I would like to extend a warm welcome to you all. In the course of history, the invention of the steam engine heralded the industrial civilization. The widespread access to electricity brightened up modern society. And the birth of the internet brought the entire world together. Each of these technological revolutions has profoundly reshaped our way of work and life. and enabled a giant leap in economic and social development. Today, major changes unseen in a century are accelerating across the world. The new round of technological revolution and industrial transformation is advancing at a faster pace. And the world has entered an unprecedented period of active innovation on AI technologies. Intelligent connectivity, human-machine collaboration, cross-sector integration, joint creation and sharing, and other intelligent technologies are unleashing enormous power. All this carries within it great opportunities, as well as challenges to governance. We human beings must answer the questions posed by our times. How to get along with thinking machines? How to ensure security when algorithm is part of decision making? How to tackle ethical challenges by technologies through adaptive governance? How to realize AI for all when the divide keeps widening? These questions demand serious consideration and real answers from the whole international community. In China's view, all countries should take a people-centered approach and develop AI for the positive and for good. We should ensure that AI is an important driver for shared prosperity and common security. We should join hands to build a just and equitable system for global AI governance. To this end, I wish to share four observations. First, we should adhere to the principle of openness and win-win, and boost innovation-driven development. As a new engine of world economic growth and an accelerator for the shift of growth drivers, AI is moving from the digital world into the physical world. We should seize this rare historic opportunity to encourage open source, openness, collaboration, and sharing. We should facilitate technological innovation, industrial development, and scenario-based application of AI. We should make coordinated advances in the transformation and upgrade of traditional industries, the cultivation and growth of emerging industries, and forward-looking planning for future industries, so that all sectors and businesses can benefit from AI. Second, we should strengthen risk awareness and ensure that AI is secure and controllable. AI should be a trusted tool for humanity. We should take seriously the various types of inherent and secondary risks that AI may trigger. We should put in place laws and regulations, technological monitoring, early warning, and emergency response systems in order to strengthen the line of security prevent abuses and malicious use, and ensure that AI is always under human control. In the meantime, we should jointly oppose overstretching the national security concept in the field of AI. Or placing one country's security over that of others. Third, we should encourage inclusiveness and promote mutual learning between civilizations. AI development and its application should not erode or undermine the diversity of world civilizations or the uniqueness of cultures of different countries. We must shape the values of AI with humanity's common values and make good use of AI technologies to increase understanding, tolerance, exchanges, and sharing among all civilizations. We should tend to the garden of civilizations with great care to ensure that the beauty of each civilization is appreciated and shared.
Fourth, we should advocate solidarity and improve global governance. AI is an invaluable asset that encapsulates humanity's collective wisdom. We should practice true multilateralism and recognize the important role of the United Nations. We should enhance alignment and coordination on AI development strategies, governance rules, and technical standards so as to form a consensus-based global governance framework at an early date to make this frontier technology better benefit humanity. We must carry out extensive international cooperation and help Global South countries with capacity building to bridge the AI and digital divides, promote sustainable development, and prevent creating new historical injustice in AI. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, this year marks the start of China's 15th five-year plan. It maps out China's economic and social development for the next 5 years and provides immense opportunities for the international community. In recent years, China has embraced AI with open arms. We have promoted interplay between an efficient market and a well-functioning government, strengthened AI innovation, actively advanced the AI Plus initiative, and built a healthy ecosystem for all entities to thrive in together. The core smart economy industries are worth at least 1 trillion RMB yuan. Smart devices in countless homes truly improve people's livelihood. Intelligent manufacturing in China has become another shining hallmark of Chinese modernization. At the same time, China lays great emphasis on safety and security in AI development. with a deep understanding of the trends and logic of AI development, we are continuously improving laws, regulations, policies, mechanisms, application norms, as well as ethical principles to make sure that AI is safe, secure, and controllable, and that this fine steed of AI gallops with both speed and stability. As a responsible major country, China is always committed to providing international public goods relating to AI. Since I proposed the Global AI Governance Initiative, China has promoted the adoption of the UN General Assembly Resolution on Enhancing International Cooperation on Capacity Building of Artificial Intelligence by Consensus, published the AI Capacity Building Action Plan for Good and for All, announced the AI Plus International Cooperation Initiative, and advocated for establishing the World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organization, or WAICO. China has been contributing steadily to the global AI governance. We often say in China, a single string cannot make music, and a single tree does not make a forest. AI development should not be a solo performance by a single country, but a symphony of international cooperation. Thanks to our joint efforts, WAICO has come into being in Shanghai. Our vision from 1 year ago is now a reality. This is a major move by China to answer the call of the Global South and unite the international community together to promote vigorously AI development and governance. It will be an important milestone in the history of AI development. To further support global AI development and to advance global AI capacity building, I hereby announce that in the next 5 years, China will provide developing countries with 5,000 opportunities in AI training and seminar programs. China will develop international AI application cooperation centers with ASEAN, the League of Arab States, the African Union, the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and BRICS. And we will enable 30 countries to use the AI-powered meteorological warning system, or MAZU, to safeguard homes around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, as ancient Chinese observed, a man of wisdom adapts to changes, a man of knowledge acts by circumstances. With AI advancing at a staggering speed, we must ensure its development is for the positive, for good, and for humanity. We must make its oversight and governance precise and effective, and constantly refine measures to forestall loss of control. We should always guide AI development with human wisdom and international consensus so that AI can truly become a mighty force that increases the well-being of humanity and advances human civilization. China is ready to be more open, take more practical actions, and assume a more visionary perspective. We are ready to work with all parties to seize the opportunities of AI development and meet the challenges and join hands to create a brighter future for humanity. Thank you. Thank you, President Xi Jinping. Your keynote address is visionary and impactful. Elaborated on China's the significance of AI development and governance, and also elaborated on China's proposals on advancing global AI development and governance. It provided the guidance and direction for developing AI for the positive and for good. We trust that it will be profoundly significant for the development of AI globally. Now, please give a warm round of applause to His Excellency Kasym-Jomart Tokayev, President of Kazakhstan.
Your Excellency, President Xi Jinping, distinguished excellencies, dear participants, first of all, please allow me to extend my sincere gratitude to His Excellency, President Xi Jinping of China, for the gracious reception and impeccable organization of the World Artificial Intelligence Conference. Today, we gather in Shanghai, the brilliant Pearl of the Orient. Having evolved over a century, this city has consistently served as a vital hub linking the world and bridging civilizations and pulling wisdom.
Dear colleagues, it is my great honor and privilege to join you at this extremely important conference. Over the years, this forum has firmly established itself as one of the world's leading platforms for shaping the global AI agenda. This conference is a testament to China's remarkable achievements in artificial intelligence. Today, more than half of the world's AI researchers come from the People's Republic of China. Chinese innovators produce the largest share of AI patents globally, while the country's dynamic innovation ecosystem continues to drive breakthroughs across a wide range of advanced technologies. China's leading contribution to open source innovation, open platforms, and international technological cooperation creates new opportunities for countries around the globe. Kazakhstan fully supports the chair's statement of the 2026 World Artificial Intelligence Conference and shares its vision of AI for good and AI for all. We believe these principles should guide our collective efforts to ensure that technological progress benefits every nation. I am convinced that the future belongs to those who are able to broadly cooperate and build durable partnerships based on mutual respect and shared interests. It is therefore especially significant that President Xi Jinping has introduced to us his broad vision of building a community with a shared future for mankind. Kazakhstan highly values this far-sighted concept and believes that it has particular relevance in the era of artificial intelligence. In my country, Chairman Xi is regarded as a great leader of historic scale who wisely and confidently leads his country in this tumultuous, unpredictable, belligerent world to the new impressive achievements for the benefit of his country and people. On October of 2029, China will mark the 80th anniversary of its establishment as People's Republic. 80 years mean one human's life, and half of it, China was fighting the devastating consequences of political and economic upheavals. And within just 40 years, China made tremendous progress in its development, totally overcame poverty, and became a global first-rank powerhouse with widely diversified economy, including super-high technologies. It's about a leading role of the Communist Party, the largest party in the world, and its very able, gifted leadership embodied by Chairman Xi Jinping. Ladies and gentlemen, humankind is rapidly entering a new technological era, and this movement ahead is irreversible. Artificial intelligence is no longer merely a technology. It is inevitably to become a full-fledged infrastructure industry that will design the future of economies, trade, and global connectivity. According to the United Nations, investment in artificial intelligence infrastructure and related technologies grew by an average of 47% annually, and the global AI market is expected to reach nearly $5 trillion by 2033. Therefore, one thing seems to be clear. AI governance must become comprehensive, covering the entire chain from semiconductors and data centers to ethics, education, and human dignity. At the same time, this transformation is taking place in a period of geopolitical uncertainty and lack of trust among major nations. Unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of the world spends much more efforts on handling the consequences of conflicts and does almost nothing to prevent them. Artificial intelligence gives us a historic opportunity to change this irrational logic by fostering early warning, preventive diplomacy, humanitarian response, and peace building. Most importantly, AI might become a driving force of more equitable and inclusive development. No country should remain only a consumer of artificial intelligence. Every state should have an opportunity to build its own digital infrastructure and institutional capacity. And once again, it's about justice and fairness. Our common concern and task is to ensure that artificial intelligence serves for economies and societies while being remained under able and reasonable human governance. That's why Kazakhstan believes that the establishment of the World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organization is a decision of historic significance. I am confident this organization can become a vital pillar of a universal AI governance architecture. It should become an instrument of mutually beneficial cooperation for development and safety of people around the world. Kazakhstan could use its strategic advantages to become a key regional platform for advancing this vision. As the largest economy in Central Asia and its digital powerhouse, Kazakhstan is well positioned to serve as a dynamic hub for technological connectivity, digital trade, and international cooperation. Our vast energy resources, a variety of critical minerals deposits, transport corridors, and rapidly expanding digital infrastructure create new opportunities for linking up markets, technologies, and innovation ecosystems. As to Kazakhstan, digital transformation is one of major areas of our national development strategy. The new constitution of my country makes a special emphasis on AI and its extremely important role in reaching and promoting progress in sustainable development of Kazakhstan. The constitution also guarantees every citizen's right to get personal data protection. We declared the current year as the year of artificial intelligence and digital development and launched the Digital Kazakhstan 2029 national strategy. And we are proud to have adopted the law on artificial intelligence and the new digital code, and also to have launched the smart city full pact technology in Astana, in our capital. This process is expected to be widely used in all big cities of Kazakhstan. Moreover, we are putting priority on the strategic development of Alatau City as the first fully integrated digital city in Central Asia with a special legal regime fixed in the new constitution and aimed to attract global technology companies, investors, and innovators, and first of all, of course, from China. My country will host the Asia Pacific Digital Solutions Center for Sustainable Development in Almaty under the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific. As one of the founding member states of the World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organization, Kazakhstan highly appreciates China's leadership in launching this important platform for global AI cooperation. From our perspective, this newly established global organization has great potential to become a leading international institution, making the future of global AI. Kazakhstan would be honored to host the inaugural meeting of the World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organization in our capital, in Kazakhstan. And we also propose to harbor its regional office for Central Asia. Our next priority is to build a network of digital infrastructure. It has already become equally important as construction and renovation of railways, ports, and highways. Therefore, we propose to launch the Kazakhstan-China Digital Bridge Initiative, mostly aimed at accelerating digital commerce and serving as a practical model for integrating digital economies across the Belt and Road Initiative. We should fast-track the safe and large-scale deployment of AI across manufacturing, mining, energy, agriculture, healthcare, and water management. It is also essential to ensure greater compatibility between national approaches and policies to AI regulation. It is extremely important to create common standards for testing and certifying the artificial intelligence systems. We must also create reliable safeguards against the malicious use of artificial intelligence, including cyber threats, deep fakes, digital fraud, and other emerging risks. And we would be extremely grateful to the Chinese government for its support of our proposal to announce next year as the year of joint undertakings of both countries in AI area. Artificial intelligence capabilities are advancing faster than our collective ability to understand, evaluate, and govern them. Its development must be guided by the principles of peace and sustainability, instead of confrontation or military competition. Therefore, I would encourage all member states and stakeholders to establish a permanent expert platform on AI regulation standards and ethics. Ultimately, the future of artificial intelligence is to be shaped out by people. That's why the next great competition in artificial intelligence will become a search for real talents. We should equip younger generations with digital skills and also with critical thinking, scientific curiosity, and a strong sense of ethical responsibility. Therefore, Kazakhstan proposes to launch the International Network of AI Schools, Centers of Excellence, and Academic Partnerships under the auspices of our organization. History shows that all great technological revolutions have transformed civilizations. Artificial intelligence will be no exception. If guided by wisdom and responsibility, AI will definitely become the most powerful force of humankind to make a magnificent progress for a much better world. I would like to once again express my gratitude to China and its great leader, Chairman Xi Jinping, for fostering international cooperation in AI area. Kazakhstan stands ready to work with all partners to ensure that AI becomes a decisive factor leading to enduring peace, sustainable development, and shared prosperity. Thank you very much.
I thank President Tokayev. I now give the floor to Prime Minister Homanai of Cambodia.
President Xi Jinping, Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I highly commend the government of the People's Republic of China for conveying this important gathering under the timely and relevant theme, AI Partnership for a Brighter Future. AI is reshaping economies, public services, security, and competitiveness at an unprecedented speed. The challenge ahead of us is no longer whether AI will transform our future, but how we can ensure that its benefits are realized equitably, responsibly, and sustainably across all nations. Cambodia values China's constructive contributions to advancing international dialogue and cooperation on AI governance through initiatives such as the Global AI Governance Initiative and the Global AI Governance Action Plans. This initiative contributes to strengthening international multilateral cooperation and enhancing AI capacity building, particularly for developing countries and the Global South. The World Artificial Intelligence Conference has become a crucial platform for broadening participation in global AI governance and translating our shared commitment to international cooperation into practical dialogue and partnership. Cambodia firmly believes that an open, inclusive, and cooperative multilateral framework is essential to ensure that every country, regardless of its development level, can participate in the and benefit from AI revolutions. True AI governance should strengthen international cooperation while respecting the diversity of national circumstances and localized development pathways. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, for Cambodia, we anchor our national trajectory in a strategic approach that we define as inclusive neutrality and actionable growth for digital sovereignty. This approach reflects our national circumstances, our urgent development priorities, and our core belief that the Global South, the global future of AI, must remain open, inclusive, and beneficial to all. First, Cambodia embraces inclusive neutrality. We believe that AI should serve as a bridge for global cooperation rather than a fault line for geopolitical divisions. We actively support an open and multi-aligned architecture that enables countries to cooperate fluidly across region, system, and governance traditions. Second, Cambodia prioritizes on actionable growth. AI governance must transcend theoretical frameworks and declarations. It must deliver tangible, localized outcomes. It must expand access to AI frontier models and computing power, strengthen underlying digital infrastructure, cultivate specialized human capitals, support vibrant local innovations ecosystems, and unlock new opportunities for economic growth. Third, to set the national priorities for AI governance, Cambodia will soon adopt its national AI strategy to optimize productivity in the foundational sectors, improve quality of life, and foster sustainable, inclusive growth. Concurrently, we are finalizing law on cybersecurity and on personal data protection, which will further support Cambodia's dynamic digital transformations while promoting robust investment, fair competition, and trust in digital economy. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the true promise of AI era cannot be fully realized in isolation. The cross-border nature of these opportunities and challenges demand stronger and more effective international cooperation built on mutual respect, shared responsibility, and practical partnership. In this spirit, Cambodia welcomes strategic collaboration that facilitates knowledge sharing, technology transfer, capacity building, joint research, and targeted investment in emerging AI ecosystems. As we look ahead, Cambodia proposes three practical priorities to guide our collective actions. First, we must bridge the digital divide. This ensures that developing countries have meaningful, equitable access to AI technologies, fundamental data infrastructure, and localized tools, ensuring that no nation is left behind or structurally marginalized in the AI era. Second, we must invest heavily in human capitals by focusing on specialized education, digital literacy, across-border research, collaboration, and AI talent development. We nurture the minds that will build the future. Human capital remains the most important foundation for responsible and inclusive AI innovations. Third, we must build governance framework that are sensible, inclusive, adaptable, and trusted. Our regulatory mechanism must be responsive to the diverse socioeconomic needs of our societies. They should protect fundamental rights, ensure ethical AI practices, and strengthen public confidence without stifling the spirit of technological innovations. As one of the first signatories to the agreement on the establishment of the World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organizations, Cambodia stands ready to work shoulder to shoulder with China and all partners in advancing an AI future that is innovative, inclusive, secure, and respectful of national sovereignty. Together, through authentic partnership, trust, ethic, and practical cooperation, we can ensure that AI becomes a powerful force for shared prosperity and a brighter future for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Prime Minister Hong Manet.
I
now give the floor to Prime Minister Anutin Chanvirakul of Thailand.
President Xi Jinping, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Secretary, Excellencies, distinguished participants, 大家好. May I first start my remark by once again thanking Mr. President and the government of China for a warm hospitality given to me on every occasion of my visit to this great land. And moreover, I would like to congratulate the People's Republic of China for the 105th anniversary of the establishment of the Communist Party in this country. We're living through one of the most profound technological transformations in recent memory. Artificial intelligence is already reshaping many aspects of our lives. Technological progress does not automatically become human progress. That depends on the choices we make together. Thailand, therefore, commends the foresight of President Xi Jinping and his government for convening this important meeting and for advancing international cooperation on AI governance, including the initiative to establish the World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organization. We also welcome the first United Nations Global Dialogue on AI Governance. Together, these efforts should reinforce one another and contribute to a genuinely inclusive multilateral process. Our common objective should be clear. The AI future must leave no one behind. To achieve this, AI governance must do three things. It must protect people, unlock potential, and create shared prosperity. First, in protection, AI must serve humanity. AI governance must aim to protect privacy, dignity, and human rights. It must also guard against harmful bias, discrimination, and manipulation. One of our greatest concerns today is the growing use of AI to generate fake news, misinformation, and disinformation. If these technologies fall into the hands of those who seek to manipulate or evade the law, the consequences could be profound for our societies. The international community must therefore work together hand in hand to minimize the risks and unintended consequences of AI. UNESCO's recommendation on the ethics of artificial intelligence provides an important foundation. Our task now is to translate these principles into accountability and practical safeguards. This also applies to transnational crime. AI must be used to combat online scams, cyber fraud, and human trafficking, not enable them. Thailand has worked closely with international partners to strengthen global cooperation against online scams. We have also launched the platform to support trusted cross-border exchange of information on online scams and human trafficking. We welcome China's interest in cooperating through this initiative. This demonstrates that good AI governance is not just about setting rules. It is also about building practical mechanisms for collective action. Second, potential. Good AI governance should not constrain innovation. It should enable it. Countries need trusted institutions, skilled people, digital infrastructure, and predictable rules that encourage innovation while safeguarding public confidence. At the same time, there is no one-size-fits-all approach for AI development. Every country should have the opportunity to develop AI according to its own needs and priorities, while keeping systems open and connected. Third is prosperity. The true measure of AI lies in how much human progress it enables. AI should help accelerate the sustainable development goals, improve healthcare, education, and public services, and create opportunities for small businesses and communities in every country. Emerging economies must become active contributors to the AI future, not merely consumers of technology developed elsewhere. Thailand is ready to contribute. Through our AI Governance Practice Center, we are prepared to serve as a real-world sandbox where governments, industry, and academia can translate global principles into practical solutions. Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished participants, the choice before us is not between innovation and regulation. It is between fragmented progress for a few, trusted progress that benefits everyone. Most importantly, AI must never become another source of division or geopolitical competition. Instead, it should become a platform for partnership. Let us bridge our differences, widen areas of cooperation, and strengthen the safeguards that allow innovation to flourish responsibly. This is how we ensure that AI helps unite us around a future that is safer, more prosperous, and leaves no one behind. Thank you very much. Xie xie.
Thank you, Mr.
Prime Minister.
最后, 让我们热烈欢迎联合国
Now, let's give a warm round of applause
古特雷斯先生,
to His Excellency Antonio Guterres, Secretary General.
Your Excellency President Xi Jinping, thank you very much for your kind invitation and your warm hospitality in the wonderful city of Shanghai. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, artificial intelligence can be humanity's greatest opportunity in the 21st century. It could also become one of its greatest risks.
As the conference team reminds us, a brighter future depends on partnership. And I thank China for bringing us together in that spirit. The launch by President Xi in 2023 of the Global AI Governance Initiative was a very strong message of Chinese commitment and leadership, and WIKO is its natural development. Partnership is also at the center of the Global Digital Compact adopted by the UN General Assembly with the full support of China. The compact made it clear technology that will shape the future of humanity must be shaped by all humanity. It cannot be governed by a handful of countries or a handful of companies. Every nation needs a seat at the table. And the table is now being built through the Global Dialogue on AI Governance, as called in by the Compact. The first such dialogue, held this month in Geneva, and informed by the independent international scientific panel, carried an overriding message. Technology must serve people, not the other way around. Excellencies, few areas hold greater promise for our common future than the application of AI to sustainable development. AI can accelerate medical breakthroughs, transform education, strengthen food systems and agricultural productivity, spur new industries, and create decent jobs. In short, AI can help usher in a quantum leap across the sustainable development goals. But it won't happen if the historical injustices of the past are repeated in the technologies of the future. And yet, one third of humanity is still offline. Many countries continue to face gaps in connectivity, infrastructure, and energy access. Computing power, data resources, and technical expertise remain concentrated. Hundreds of billions of dollars of private investment flood into artificial intelligence, while many developing countries receive just a trickle. AI risks pushing the world towards even greater inequalities, greater divides in income, in opportunity, in security, greater gaps between North and South. We cannot let that happen. The challenge before us is to ensure that artificial intelligence becomes a force for greater inclusion and shared progress. And China has an essential role to play, and so do all of us. I'm encouraged that over 20 countries, including China, have already responded to my invitation and nominated centers to a UN-supported global network for exchange and cooperation on AI capacity building at the service of developing countries. And I will soon put forward recommendations for a global fund for AI with the same purpose. I ask for your full support for both initiatives. As we look ahead, let me highlight three priorities to help ensure all countries can benefit from the AI revolution. First, capacity. Developing countries bring enormous assets to the age of AI. Talent, ideas, young, dynamic populations. Every country should be able to shape this technology to its own needs, with its own skills, its own data, and its own languages. At the United Nations, China helped advance the first General Assembly resolution on AI capacity building adopted by consensus. And developing countries deserve support to build that capacity. The platforms and tools discussed here in Shanghai show what partnership can deliver. Technology built with developing countries for developing countries. And that means open models countries can adapt. The open source strategy of China is an enormous global success. Computing power they can afford must be provided, and training for the people will use them. Second, safety. Systems that cross borders need standards that cross borders. We need common approaches to testing, risk assessment, and responsibility. We need governance that is inclusive, networked, and anchored in international law. Human rights must be protected. humans must keep control over every life and death decision, and no AI system should be put in a child's hand before it has been proven safe. And third, sustainability. AI can help speed the energy transition, managing grids, integrating renewables, cutting waste. But its growing demands for energy, water, and land must be brought into the open. I call on every major AI company to disclose the full environmental footprint of their systems and power them with renewables by 2030. Several countries, and mainly China, already require data centers to use more renewable power every year. I ask all governments to follow this example and make clean power for AI part of their national energy plans. Excellencies, the defining question is not whether artificial intelligence will transform the world. It will. The defining question is whether that transformation will reduce inequalities or reinforce them, whether it will concentrate power or expand opportunity, whether it will bring the promise of progress for every country or only to those already at the front of the pack. This is a test of technology and a test of solidarity. Let us pass the test as partners for a brighter future and make AI a force for dignity, opportunity, and sustainable development for all, and I thank you.
Thank you, Secretary General Guterres. President Xi Jinping and leaders shared important thoughts on the healthy and orderly development of artificial intelligence and shared the strong desire to promote development, safe and security, governance, and share in the benefits together. They're bound to give a strong boost AI development in a way that's conducive to fairness, justice, safe, and security. Now I announce the close of the opening ceremony of the 2026 World AI Conference and the High-Level Meeting on Global AI Governance. Thank you.
Distinguished guests, please remain seated for a while. The main forum will be held soon. Thank you.